Hello, everyone. It is my eye, Coach MJ. I hope everyone is doing well. I'm going to turn this light on because I was very dark. I am back from vacation. This is my first official return from vacation, which I'm very excited about. If you hear anything, we came home to a leak in our house. The plumbers left 30 minutes ago. And a tree down in our backyard. Yes. So if you hear a chainsaw, there's a man back there chainsawing a broke down tree. So welcome home, Coach MJ, right? So welcome. This is the drinking call. We talk about all things drinking. If you would like to talk amongst yourselves, you are welcome to use the chat feature at the bottom of the screen. Make sure that you are talking to all panelists and attendees so that everyone knows what you are saying. Also, if you have a question that you think I need to answer, just populate that into the Q&A. And if you would like coaching about your drinking, all you need to do is raise your hand and I will call on you. So I did want to talk to you first about, a lot of you may already know this, but there are a lot of things on the website that you use when you overeat or you have an urge to eat that you can also use for drinking. So I want to make sure that you know where all of those resources are so that you can use them as you develop the relationship that you want with drinking. So first is the Discovery Worksheet. Y'all, the Discovery Worksheet is awesome. It's in the back of the new No BS Planner. It is also on the website under Bonus Courses and Worksheets. You can find a copy there. And it says, do this worksheet for off-plan eats or overeats. How about off-plan drinks and overdrinks? All of that. Just replace eat, food, all of that stuff with drinks, what you drank, and how much you drank, what was going on, what are you going to do next time? All of that stuff works for drinking. So I'm going to make sure that y'all know about that. You can use that. The other thing that you can use is the pre-urge worksheet that is in No BS under the urges section. And you can also use that whenever you are having an urge to drink. It's a great way to process before you drink, before you decide to have a drink. So, you want to, date and time of urge. Where am I? What am I wanting to drink right now? Right? So all of this stuff you can do. And then there is an urge meditation as well that you can use in No BS as well as on that bonus resources page. And then if you do have an urge to drink and then you say no to the urge, you can do the Success Urge Worksheet. So processing after an urge. So I wanted, I thought, I felt, my body felt, I decided not to drink because. So all of those things are so good for you to use as you're trying to change your relationship with alcohol. Thank you for the hair love. I am, you know what? The Rona had me like 3 inches of gray. And so I'm like, I'm going to see what happens. Because y'all know I've talked about it so many times. I call it my 5-week hair. It's different. Every 5 weeks I get different. I've been black, I've been red, I've been all the things. And so now I'm going lighter to see what I like as a gray head. I don't know. My hairdresser said, you could grow this out and you could have smoker's gray. I was like, what is smoker's gray? She was like, that yellow gray. Like, you may not like it. It may not be pretty. I was like, well, never know till you grow it out. So that is what I'm doing. Does anybody want coaching about drinking? If you do, please raise your hand. I would love to coach you on it. Yeah, it looks pretty and blonde, but it's going to be gray maybe. I don't know. If I get really tired of it and I just can't like take it anymore, it may not be gray anymore. So, and I'm letting it grow out. Just never know with me. I'm like, my mama was a hairdresser. And so I used to just sit down in her chair and she used to do all kinds of crazy stuff. So I don't necessarily, I've always grown up like, I mean, 1 year she dyed my hair purple to match my Easter dress and I was in the fourth grade. So you know what you're going to get with me, with my hair. I get very like, get very tired of it being like that. So does anyone have any questions about drinking? I will tell you another thing I really want to talk about, and I didn't know if we were going to have time. I will talk about it now. I have been doing a lot of studying about drinking lately, a ton, like all of it. Like we may be looking at redoing the drinking course. I'm just saying. I am telling y'all, I've been listening to so many things and we spend so much time. I know this is what I did for sure with my drinking. I focused on why I didn't want to drink. You know, like I didn't sleep as well. I had a little dull headache in the morning. I would be like lethargic and not able to like function as well as I wanted to in the mornings. And you know, it just made me act stupid sometimes and what, I mean, whatever, like I was so focused on why I didn't want to drink because of all of these reasons. And so, the things that I've been, you know, studying and all of that kind of stuff, what you want to start focusing on is what drinking gives you. Right. And I just wrote out my list earlier today. If y'all, wrote out my list of why I want to drink or what it does for me. Right. So I wrote, it helps me relax. It puts a period on the end of the day. It helps me have fun with my friends. I don't miss out on things with my friends. It allows me to loosen up and it helps me not to feel lonely. That's what it says. That's what I wrote. And so, yeah. So that is what I wrote about, you know, why I drink, like the benefits of my drinking, what it gives me, what it offers me. Maybe some of you, you know, who are still overweight, like to drink before you have sex with your partner. You know, maybe it loosens you up so that you feel more comfortable. Maybe that's what alcohol gives you. You know, who knows? Can you, anybody post in here? The reasons that they drink, like what is your benefit of drinking? Why do you do it? What is the benefit? My sign says, coach like a pineapple, stand tall, wear a crown, and be sweet on the inside. Yeah. I like the taste. It just tastes good. What else are some reasons that you drink? Relax and to turn my brain off. I love the ritual of wine. Yes, it helps me relax. Social norm, somebody said. I like the history and ritual. It helps me feel cool and sophisticated to celebrate, right? And so if you decide, so like, let's say, yes, Kristen, all of this applies to your food. It really does. You're exactly right. And so a lot of these things that I'm talking about with alcohol, what I'm about to get into about what it gives you, it can be applied to food and alcohol the same way. And so like, for instance, you know, whenever you're wanting to quit eating as much, you want to quit overeating, you may say, you know, it helps me connect with my, you know, my friends or whatever all the reasons are. But a lot of times we get so focused on what we don't want. I don't want to be fat anymore. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to feel sick anymore. I don't want to like all of the, I don't want to's, you know, I don't want to be for me. I don't want to be scared that I'm going to, you know, sit in a chair at a dance competition and not be able to fit. That was one of my big ones. Like I don't, helps me feel more courageous. And so let's say that you're a person like I was, who drank every day. I used to drink every single day that the good Lord sent every day, a bottle or 6 glasses of wine. And so, I had all these reasons that I wanted to quit because I didn't like what it was doing for me. I did not like that I was overeating when I was drinking. I did not like that I had more urges for food. I didn't like, you know, that I always had a dull headache. I was wanting to start walking and stuff. And then I just felt like shit in the morning. I didn't want to do any of that stuff. So I was so focused on what I didn't want anymore. I never dealt with the issue of what it was giving me. because that's what I had to work on the most. So if you are using, if you say that wine helps me relax, you know, it helps me relax. If you decide that you don't want to have alcohol during the week and your work day comes to an end, then you need to figure out how else you can relax. If you are a person who like, well, I can't go out with my friends if I'm not drinking, like I'm going to miss out on everything. Then you are going to have to decide, like, you know, Friday's still a coming, y'all. Friday is still coming. And so, what are you going to do when Friday comes? Because all of those feelings of fear of missing out, all of those feelings about not being connected to your friends, all of that will still be there. And that is the work that you have to do. So when you put, you know, how does it help me? This list of like, it helps me relax. It puts a period on the end of my day. I still am going to need all of those things, but I have to figure out a different way to get those things. Because right now, well, then, or if you're like me now, whatever, you know, it is, I need it so that I can end my day, right? That's your thought. And so if you have a thought that I need wine or alcohol or a cocktail to end my day, your day is going to end. You're going to have to come up with another thought, another strategy, another action plan to get that period on the end of your day because it is still coming. And so really it is all about identifying what it does for you and what it gives you, because it gives you something just like food. You know, if you're using food, if it like helps you relax, it helps you zone out, you know, you know, it helps you connect with your family and friends. Like all of those things, you're still going to want to feel connection. And how are you going to get that without food? Or how are you going to get that without alcohol? That is so important to start identifying what it gives you. And because whatever it's giving you, it's replacing like you feeling the feeling or doing the work or whatever is going on. And so you have to decide what it's doing for you so that you can work on thoughts and strategies to help you figure out what else you can think or do or feel to get past that. And then, yeah. And I mean, I have, you know, I have downsides and there's all kinds of reasons that I don't like to drink, especially during the week. But yeah. And then the other thing I really wanted to talk to y'all about is like, just like we have a goal weight. So we know that like mine was 175. I knew that's where I was headed. So every decision I made, every pound that I lost was getting me one step closer to the 175. That's where I want it to be. And I knew when I started to cut back my drinking from every day that my goal was to only drink on the weekends. That was the relationship that I wanted with alcohol. I wanted to be a weekend drinker and that was it. I wanted to not drink during the week. I knew that's who I wanted to be. And so many of you start and you're like, I've decided I want to cut back, right? So you need a clear definition of where you're going and it can change over time. Doesn't have to stay the same. So like, you know, maybe you say you want to be, you know, your goal weight, you've never been 190 pounds and you get there and you're like, I think I could go 10 more. I might could go 15 more. You can change that. But all along the way, you have a place that you want to land, somewhere you want to end up. And it's the same thing with drinking. I really want y'all to decide, what kind of drinker do you want to be? Do you still want to have one glass of wine a day? Do you only want to drink on Saturdays? Do you only want to have three drinks every day on the weekend? And then when you get down to that point, you can be like, well, that was stupid. I don't want that. I want to drink, you know, whatever. And so you can always change it, but it gives you such a clear guide about where you're going and what you're doing. And you know, a direction of where you're going so that you can start to make small changes. I knew I only wanted to drink on the weekends, but I was drinking four to six glasses of wine every day. And so I didn't say, well, I want to be a weekend drinker. And so I'm just going to quit drinking Monday through Thursday. And yes, Kelly Brock says, weekend, do you mean Friday, Saturday, and Sunday? Yes, I do. I typically, it has changed a little bit since I started working for the No BS Weight Loss Program, because I do late night Facebook on Saturdays, some Saturdays. And so I have a rule that I do not drunk coach. You're welcome. So I do not drink and coach. So if you see me in the Facebook group on Saturday, I have not been drinking. So if I, Betsy and I share that. And so that Saturday. And so if I am working, I don't drink. So there's that. You're welcome, friends. So you're getting straight up MJ on Saturdays, whenever you see me in the Facebook. So yeah, so I do drink Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yeah. So you just need to decide who that person is and who you want to be in that way. And then you just start making those little level ups along the way. Like, I went from 4 to 6 glasses a day to only 1 bottle a day. So I was not allowed to go to the 6. It was 4 a day. That was it. I could not open up that second bottle. And then whenever I was getting, well, really first it was, I quit buying a box. Because, you know, that could just go on forever. You just never know what's going on. So I went, I would buy by the 1.5 bottle. Yes, that's perfect idea. So I did that, and then I went to a bottle every 2 days. And I'm going to tell y'all, I've told this story so many times. That first time that I went to a bottle a day, it was like a Monday or something. I don't know, because, you know, everybody starts on Monday. So I was going to open up a bottle on Monday, and then I was not going to open up any more bottles until Wednesday. So that was going to last me Monday and Tuesday. And Monday I drank the whole bottle, and I'll never forget this. And it's still like so hard for me even to think about, but, my best friend Brenda, I remember calling her that Tuesday night, and I was like, this sucks. I just, like, the urges were so strong. I still had not joined the membership. I was about to join the membership. It was about to open. And I was like, I know I have got to start working on this relationship. So I didn't have thought work. I didn't have anything. I didn't know what an urge was. I just thought it sucked. And there was no other way to, like, handle them other than, like, I got to get it through. I got to get it through. I made a promise to myself. Like, that's how I thought I was going to make it through. And it was so hard for me, y'all. That day, there's probably, like, I don't know, 5 or 6 days on my weight loss journey that I'm like, it's very vivid to me. Like, I can still feel the feelings when I talk about them. And so, that is one of those days. And it was about 3 weeks before I joined the membership, and it was very hard for me. The other level ups, I will tell you, were much easier because I had thought work. So, yeah, like, it was so much easier for me because I knew what the hell I was doing. So Ross says, MJ, your point about the end of the day resonated with me on the food issue. I like end of day meal and trying to find the things that signal end of day for me besides eating dinner if I'm not hungry. Exactly. Exactly. You know, and I mean, your thought is, like, for me, like, alcohol, I can end my day without alcohol. I can put a period on this day in another way. You know, it is sitting down and finishing up my water. It's watching 90 Day Fiance. I don't know if y'all watch 90 Day Fiance, but I'm a little obsessed with it. I just, you know, that's how I do. I love that show. So, and it's on really late. So I watch it during the week on the replay on the DVR. So, and oh, this one is so, so good. I think also that I will make a plan, but after a few drinks, my goals are a distant memory. I talked about this on the last drinking call. There's a number for me. It is 3 glasses of wine. I can drink 3 glasses of wine and I can make the best decisions. I can be like, no chips, no chocolate, no, no, no. I don't need you. I don't, you know, whatever. Like, I don't have to have you. None of that stuff. Glass number 4. I'm like, Cheez-Its, chips, ice cream, whatever you got. What you got to eat? What you got to eat? Those are the 2 things. Like, there are 2 things I need whenever I'm drinking. All of the chips at drink number 4. And my kids will tell you this past weekend as they were driving me around. Play some music, but only songs that I know all the words to. That is Coach MJ when she's drinking. So you have to find out what your number is. Maybe you're saying like three drinks and then I forget my plan. Try drinking two and see if you can still make a coherent, cohesive thought. For some people, it may be one, you know, like you just have to play around with it and, you know, bump it down as you keep moving and see what your number is. But you need to find out what your number is, because then you still have complete control. If you go over that number, there are several ways you can work it. You can put like sticky notes on the refrigerator, or sticky notes on your snack drawer, or, you know, set up some external accountability with some people that are with you so that they can help you remember your goals. But if you want to be completely in the, like, I am all in, this is me, I am in complete control, then you're going to want to find out what your, you know, drinking number is. And mine is three. And I know that. And it's three regular glasses, not three of my glasses. My glasses tend to be a little full. They tend to be. I tend to overpour. Do we really drink to lose control? I love that little smiley face. Yeah, we don't drink to lose control. Yeah, you know what you're talking about? Pam's talking about my story from getting up early and just sitting in my workout clothes to slowly change my habit. Really good patience with yourself. You know what? It wasn't patience, Pam. You know what it was? That's all I had in me. That's what a lot of people think, like the 1% level up or your level ups are like, I'm going to get up 3 days a week and work out for an hour. That's my 1% level up. That's like 1,000% level up, right? Like it has got to be one teeny tiny little thing so that it can be doable for you, so that you can, it's that minimum baseline is what it's called. So it is like your brain is still going to throw shade and argue with you like nobody's damn business. It is still going to argue with you. But it needs to be such a small move on your part that you be like, all I had to do is put on my damn clothes. Come on. We can at least put on my damn clothes. And then I get to drink coffee. Yay me. Right? So you just have to like find something that's so small that when your brain is like, but you don't want to put them on. But we don't like that. But they're tight. But they're going to be hot. But they're, no, can't I just put them on? Can I just put them on today? I just want to put them on. That's all I want to do. And so that's what you have to do for yourself. How much is a regular? I think it's supposed to be 5 ounces, Jennifer. I don't know. Yes, Debbie, when you lose weight, your tolerance changes. That's absolutely good. Is it a plan to keep your foods in the best category on days when you plan to drink? And also put chips and et cetera on that plan too today. Yeah, Becky, so I do not put my foods in the best category whenever I'm drinking. I do know that wine is in the best category. I mean, the good category. So I try to limit how much good food I have in a day. So if I'm drinking wine, you know, I do kind of watch it. But like if I go out for a burger and fries with my family, you know, I'm gonna have a glass of wine on Friday. You know, that's exactly, well, when we could go out. Y'all remember them days? Y'all remember when you could go out to eat? Yeah, I don't ever use food or alcohol and my consumption of that as a punishment for myself. So like if I have an overeat one day, I don't like super restrict the next day. If I overdrink, I don't be like, well, I have to be better, good tomorrow. You know, none of that stuff happens. Like I plan it like I'm going to live it. If it's a day that we're going out for pizza and beer, then that's what I plan. It doesn't have to be the best category foods. Oh, so for years I've said I either eat or drink. I'm the skinniest when I drink a lot because food isn't necessary. Since being in the membership, I've learned it's one painkiller or the other. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out the why. Well, you can raise your hands, Keitha, and we will help you with that. Coco Chanel said after 60 years, you can eat or drink, but you can't do both. All right. We got a couple Q&As. We do have someone who's raised their hand. So that'll be good. Lori, should I wait until I'm at a -2 to drink or eat to +2 then drink, or should I drink while I eat? You can do anything you want, but this is the whole thing, Lori. If you are drinking alcohol, don't wait to a -2 to drink. It's like water, right? Like, I don't have to wait till I'm at a -2 to drink my water. I'm going to go ahead and drink that. It's the same thing with alcohol. I do not, I don't go by my hunger scale. But if you do eat when you are drinking, you need to stop at your +2. And if you go over, somebody asked about planting chips and doing all that kind of stuff. If you can, but if you go over your hunger scale, then you still want to do a discovery worksheet. It is still an overeat, all of those things, like all of the rules of PN, of no BS still apply. Oh, Keith is driving. Okay. You raise your hand if you get where you can. And then we do these calls every, I'll be here next month. I just had one call, but then with this basics boot camp this month, y'all, it's going to be so awesome. So we've kind of shifted some stuff around. So we ended up with two like drinking calls close by. Debbie, I noticed that I don't drink enough water on nights. I'm drinking wine. I forget about water. You need to adopt my rule, Debbie. No alcohol before water. And I'm going to tell you, on this past week on vacation, you don't even have a clue how quickly you can drink 64 ounces of water. I have mine done by lunchtime. Done by lunch. That's been my rule since the beginning. I do not drink until all of my water is in. And then I just keep drinking water, you know. Let's see. Kristen, I feel like when I have planned sweets, I'm not doing them when I'm hungry. They're at the end of the meal. Is that a problem? Yes, you want to only eat when you're hungry. So, Kristen, for me, I eat chocolate every single day. Well, I plan it every day. You know, I plan it every day. I probably eat chocolate and 4 times a week. And so what I do is I leave a couple bites behind, and then I have a few bites of chocolate at the end of my meal. I do love chocolate. Kelly, if I'm being realistic with planning, I will add 2 bourbons to my plan. Should I also be adding a little chocolate or sweets or other treats that might also come along if I finish both of the bourbons? So Kelly, if you notice that you are eating a chocolate or a sweet, you want to go ahead and plan that. And then this is the whole thing. If you're having 2 bourbons and some sweets every night, and you notice that you're not losing weight, you have to revisit that, right? So for me, like I was 260-ish pounds. And so I could sustain, I could watch what I ate. I could eat within my hunger scale, plan my food, drink my water. I cut out a bunch of grab assing, and I lost weight at first, still drinking six glasses of wine a day. One of the main reasons, well, there were 2 reasons. The main reason I had been doing it for so many years, I was scared that I had a bigger problem than overeating. I was scared that I couldn't stop. I was very worried about that. And so that's one reason I wanted to cut back my drinking. And the other reason was my weight loss was slowing. It was starting to slow a little bit. And so that was the first thing, I think, coupled with my concern of my drinking. That was the reason that that's kind of where I started. I started leveling up my drinking. And so, you know, that's one of those, you know, good foods, chocolate and bourbons. Those are just good foods. And so you need to make sure that, you know, if you notice that you don't like your weight loss, then that is where you might want to look and level up. But, you know, you can still plan it as long as you're happy with the results and you love your relationship with the bourbons and your, all that stuff, keep planning it. Kristen, when I have one sweet, like one cookie, I feel like I can't stop. One turns into 5 almost every time. When you were talking about glasses of wine, it seemed to be the same type of thing. Exactly. So if you are a person who always, like for me, I was a person who always had 4 to 6 glasses of wine a day, right? So for me to start planning 1 glass of wine was completely unrealistic. There's no way I was going to be able to do that. I could not go from 6 glasses to 1 glass. So if you know that you are eating 5 cookies, then plan 5 cookies. Plan them. just like I planned my drinks. And then maybe you can do 4 cookies and then you can do 3 cookies. That's how it works. It works like that with alcohol. It works like that with food. Same exact principle. So you just want to slowly level it up. Sarah, what are good ways to level up on cocktails? How do I make them tasty without all the sugary mixers? I like to be able to mask the alcohol taste. You know what? You just have to keep, you know, you just have to keep trying stuff. You can put a little bit of like, you know, cranberry juice in it instead of like the sugary cocktails, you know, or maybe find something that doesn't, I don't know. I am a wine, beer, or vodka and soda girl myself. I like to taste it. I'm currently struggling. This is Leone, consulting group. Oh, I'm currently struggling on how to not overeat or off plan eat after having a couple of drinks at night. Any tricks that work to slowly stop this habit? Last night I ate when I was at my negative one, but then I just kept eating. Again, the thing is you need to either set up some kind of external accountability, or you need to decrease the level of drinks that you're having, the amount of drinks that you're having. Like I used to drink 4 to 6 and I would overeat all the time. And now I know that 3 glasses is my limit. I cannot make good decisions after 3. And so I only have 3 at a time. In one sitting, you know, that's all I do just because I know what happens. I start to make shitty food choices. I don't want to make shitty food choices. I want to make good food choices. So I just decided what I can, you know, what I was going to allow myself. We have a couple people who've raised their hands. Terry. Let's see if she meant to raise her hand. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
Good. Well, I'm still at work, so I saw this pop up and I thought, what great timing. I'm here by myself. So I really identify with everything that you talk about, MJ.
Oh, good.
I've been drinking. I probably didn't really start drinking till about 15 years ago. And I probably drink 4 to 6 glasses of wine a night.
Okay.
I've been in the tribe for a little over a year and I lost 35 pounds, but then I gained most of it back. And I realized that the first time I did the program, I really didn't really do the program. It was more like just hardcore discipline, white knuckling. I had results, but then I went back to old habits. So recently I've been really just trying to zone in on my thought life. And I had a little bit of a revelation the other day that I'm not really even aware of what I'm thinking all day. And when I sit down with my journal in the morning, it's even hard to know what I'm thinking about or what negative thoughts that I'm having. And so I'm just trying to keep at it because I know that the urge to drink in the evening really is brought on by stress. And I'm trying to figure out what those circumstances and thoughts are that are leading to that stress. And I don't know, I raised my hand. I didn't have a specific question, but I think with the drinking, I have a couple of difficult relationships. And even as I say that, I wrote that down as I was waiting for you. I know that can be a thought that they're difficult. And I'm starting to try to, you know, be aware of that, that happens throughout the day, like at work, you know, it'll be a stressful environment and my partner, we are very different and I have these stresses throughout the day. And then before I know it, I get home and I'm like, oh, I have to relax. I have to have a glass of wine. And I don't know. I mean, I'm good in the morning when I do my journal, but then as I get caught up in my day, it's sort of like, I don't even know what I'm thinking all day.
Yeah. Do you ever feel stressed during the day?
Yeah, well, I get angry because I'm kind of, I'm the CEO and we have a small nonprofit, and there's some things that like they're not, some of my team is not doing. And so I have this reaction of stress, anger, and I really have to kind of push it down because I don't, you know, I don't want to bring that into the work environment. And I think at night I'm just like, oh, I'm so stressed out. I just need to chill out and forget about the day.
So a lot of times, this is the thing about our thoughts. We have about 60,000 thoughts a day. So none of us really catch them all. This is almost like it's impossible. We would legit just be writing all day long, sitting on our pillow, eating grapes. What am I thinking right now? Right? Like there's so many of them. And so especially whenever you are not used to identifying your thoughts, or you feel like they're coming so quickly, because a lot of them are. Right? So they don't do something they're supposed to do. Then you start to have a bunch of thoughts, like sentences just start to run through your brain and you get angry or stressed or frustrated or whatever. And you don't necessarily notice the sentences, but you notice the feeling. Mm-hmm. You can feel it starting. That's when you want to stop just for a second and say, what am I thinking right now? Your feeling of stress and overwhelm and anger and whatever the feeling is, that is your trigger to stop for a second and say, what am I thinking right now? Mm-hmm. Just a second. And that will be like, oh, wait a minute. We supposed to slow down a second. We supposed to, what sentences am I thinking? Like it'll give you that pause to say, there is something going on. What am I thinking right now? And so those are the thoughts. That's how you start to identify your thoughts. If you feel like they're coming super fast. And just like if you're having an urge for a drink or whatever, just ask, what am I thinking right now? And a lot, what you were doing was, I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling this. I'm feeling that. That's a feeling caused by a thought.
Right.
So your question is, I'm having an urge. What am I thinking? Well, I'm stressed. Well, why am I stressed? What is going on in my brain that is giving me the feeling of stress? And then you start to back it up that way to try to catch those thoughts. Because it's not, you know, so many people have such a hard time. We just are so not used to catching them.
Right.
You feel an urge, you feel stress, you just drink or you eat. You don't ever think about what happened, what's going on for you. Like, what are the thoughts? We don't ever do that. We're like, oh, like shit, maybe I better eat. Maybe I better have a glass of wine. And we never investigate. And so now what you're doing is the same thing. When you have an urge, you're like, oh, urge means I drink. And so I don't even need to worry about why. It's because I'm stressed.
Right.
That's why. But that's when you really want to back it up and ask yourself, what am I thinking right now?
Right.
Because it's something. Some sentences will come. And if they don't, then say, what stressed me out at work today? Why am I feeling this stress? What happened today at work? You know, what did I think about it? Like, really get curious about it. Start asking yourself a lot of questions. And that's the best way to start to kind of identify thoughts that you're having.
Yeah. And would you say, like, when you said stop, and when that stress starts to come on and you say stop and like ask yourself, what am I thinking? I mean, is that just a practice throughout? I mean, you have any tips about throughout the day?
Like, yeah.
Almost like a child, like I'm going to put myself in timeout for 2 minutes.
It's not even 2 minutes. It's split second. It's a split second. Like, you know, my kids do things like start to feel like, you know, if they're running, if I'm on a call and they're running around the house or whatever, then I start to get angry and I'm like, what am I thinking? And then I'm like, they shouldn't be doing that. They should know that I'm on a call.
Well, it was interesting because I thought about, you know, my partner, and I thought about, well, why is it stressing me? And I did stop on my way to work actually this morning, and I identified that, so the circumstances, she does something. She loses a receipt. She does something that's financial that upsets me. And then I get, you know, my thought is she's so irresponsible.
Mm-hmm.
And then my feeling is stress, but I think it's really fear is what I kind of identified, because I'm fearing that there'll be some like cataclysmic, you know, result of this you know, what she's doing or not doing that's going to affect our company. And so that was the first time that I think I actually got in touch with that I was afraid.
And the other thing too is, this is for everybody as far as thought work is concerned. You said it like it was the honest truth. Like, she does something that upsets me.
Yeah.
She didn't mean to upset. It's your thoughts every time.
I know.
It's your thoughts every time. She does something and then you have a thought that upsets you.
Right.
She loses a receipt and you think she's so irresponsible and then you get upset or fearful or whatever the feeling is.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's just so contrary. It's like, I feel so justified in that, you know, my like self-righteous, like she did this and I,
okay.
Think
so, and this is so good. This is like in real time. So we'll go through like what would happen. So she loses a receipt and you have a feeling of, or you have a thought she's so irresponsible and you feel fear.
Mm-hmm.
And then, cause you say, what am I thinking right now? She's so irresponsible. And then you could say, that's the next step. What else could I think right now?
Right. Yeah.
What else could you think?
Well, I mean, about the receipt, there's lots of things that I came up with. As one is, you know, she's doing the best she can.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fine. It's a receipt. I mean, we'll figure it out together.
And if it's something huge, like let's say that like she loses all the money from the day, whatever, I don't know what could happen. Who knows? But anyway, your thought could even be, we'll figure this out later.
Right.
Like, cause you're saying I can't bring all of this into the workplace and stuff. Like I'll figure this out later.
Right.
There will be time this afternoon to figure this out.
Yeah.
And buy yourself some time, bring it down a notch.
Yeah. That's really good.
Yeah. So that's kind of how, you know, because you're like,
really good.
So it's not like putting yourself in a corner from time out and time out. Yeah. It's like really in the moment, like I'm feeling stressed. What am I thinking right now? She's so irresponsible. What else could I think right now?
Yeah.
Because really, y'all, that's why we all eat and all drink at the end of the day. 9 times out of 10, that's all it is. It is not managing your mind during the day. And then at night, you need a break from it.
Yeah.
Or in the middle of the afternoon, whatever. Pick your poison.
Is drinking, yes. But a lot of it is just, I'm so tired. That by my reactions all day throughout the day, by the end of the day, I'm just like, screw it. I'm so tired. I just want to numb out. I want to forget the day. I just don't want to deal with this anymore. I just want to shut it off.
Yeah, right. And so imagine if you're managing your mind during the day and asking yourself, what am I thinking and what else could I think? How much less your stress would be at the end of the day?
Yeah. Well, a lot more present too.
Yes.
That's what I realized is that I'm not really being present with my family at night. You know, I'm running these conversations through my head that happen throughout the day, or I'm trying to run away from those conversations by numbing out or Netflix or wine, and I'm not reaching my goals. I mean,
and you're not present with yourself. Like, you know,
I'm not even aware. That's why I said when I was journaling, I was like, what am I thinking? I have no idea what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I'm not even aware of what I'm thinking all day. I'm just reacting all day long.
Yeah.
I'm not really even aware. And I mean, one thing I know that this journal, you know, doing the journaling works is Friday night was my cheat meal and I had a burger, but I cut it in half, but I had French fries and fried pickles. So Saturday we went on a bike ride. We went to this restaurant and my friend was with me. She goes, why aren't you ordering fries? And normally I would think, I can't have fries. I'm so bummed out. Fries are my favorite food. I never get to eat at this restaurant. Why don't I just have fries? But my first thought was, I had fries last night and they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't feel bad. And that's the first time I feel like I've replaced a negative thought with like a different thought.
Yeah.
And I've thought about that over and over. I even journaled about it the next day. I thought maybe I'm making progress.
Yeah, exactly. And look, just before I get you off of here, it ain't a cheat meal. It was a choice. You're not cheating. You can have whatever you want, whenever you plan it. You're not cheating on anything.
Right.
Just saying. All right. It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Libby. Libby. Oh, here she comes. Let's see. Let's see. Hello. Hello, Libby.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm just trying to close the door to my office here. All right. So I missed the first part of your thing. I was running late, but...
It's okay. We'll let you in late. You can come in late.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So I've been having... My weight loss has completely stalled out.
Okay.
And I think it has to do with my drinking. I am...
If someone wants to come in.
That is my dog, yes. Sorry. Now, I have been a heavy drinker for years. I started drinking in high school. And... ebbed and flowed, but I find that I can go 3 days without a drink, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I do drink, I want like the whole bottle of wine and two beers and whatever whiskey's left in the flask that's hidden somewhere else. And it's like, once I start, I like 3 drinks, I can stop. 4 drinks, I can stop, but then I want to eat a lot of potato chips. And then once I hit like 4 drinks or 5 drinks, then I just want to drink everything that's in the house.
Mm-hmm.
But 3 drinks doesn't really get me hardly even a buzz. So I guess I don't know how to fix that.
Yeah. So what are you looking for? Why are you looking for a buzz?
Well, I'm a shy person. It helps me open up. I think it helps me open up. It makes it a little easier just to say what I'm really thinking. I have some personal stuff, like with my dad. He has Alzheimer's, so I try not to think about those things, and it makes it easier to think about fun things. It makes it easier to think, to enjoy music, to, you know, feel that like I can dance around and cut loose a little bit. I don't know. I think it just kind of lets me not have to be myself for a little bit.
What's wrong with being yourself?
I'm just not super, super exciting person.
Why do you need to be super exciting?
I don't know. I guess I don't. I just always thought that I did. Or like the person that I am when I'm drinking is more fun than the person that I am when I'm not.
Yeah, the person that I am when I'm drinking is more fun. How does that feel?
True and shitty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and then what do? So then you drink all the things. Right? What else do you do? So let's talk about the 3 days you don't drink. So you are like legit, like no fun for 3 days. Like you're a miserable person and no fun at all for 3 days. And then you're fun. You're fun, Libby. You like mope around and you're awful. And then all of a sudden you're just fun.
No, that's probably an overstatement of things.
But on those 3 days, are you like seriously white knuckling, trying to get through, like thinking about it all the time and not having a drink? Like, no, you don't even think about it?
No, it's like a, if, you know, cause my boyfriend has beer every night. But you know, he'll have a beer and I'll be like, oh, I could have a beer. I don't really want one. You know, okay. Like, no, I'm not drinking tonight. And I'm fine with like, no, I'm not drinking tonight. But I think I hit my max out on that at like day four. And then I'm like, just let me have a sip of yours. You know?
Yeah.
And then I usually can get away with 5 days if I have like a half a beer at some point. But then like there will be a day in the week that I drink just a shit ton. And then I feel like shit the next day and I overeat because I feel terrible. And I think I'm caught in a binge cycle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
My question is, when you tell your boyfriend on days 1, 2, and 3 that you're fine, like, I don't really need it. Is that really true?
Yeah. Like,
are you more thinking like, I better not have it, 'cause once I start, I can't stop.
No, I'm thinking I'll sleep better if I don't have it. I don't want it, 'cause I want to be able to sleep.
So why are those thoughts not working on day 4?
I don't know. That's a great question.
Because, well, when your thought is, the person I am when I'm drinking is so much more fun than when I'm not drinking. Like, you are basically saying the other days, I'm not really that fun. And I need to be fun. And so then it's like, I'll sleep better. Yeah, but I'm no fun without it. Mm-hmm. But I'll do so much better. I'm no fun if I don't drink.
Right. I guess it's just a lie that I've been telling myself.
Yeah, because you're lots of fun, I'm sure. Or that boyfriend of yours would be like, peace out, Libby.
Right. I guess it's been 9 years. I should probably get over that.
Yeah. He thinks you're plenty fun. He thinks you're plenty fun.
Yeah.
So there are a couple ways that you could go with this. You could plan a couple of drinks every day if you want. Write them on your plan. And then I want you to journal on the more, like, you've been 3 days, like, just having one drink. Or if you want to keep not planning them, you know, you're not planning them during the week.
If I'm doing something social, I'll plan a couple. Usually I plan one on Thursday because that's usually where I'm like, I'd like to cut loose tonight. And then I don't drink Friday, and then I'll drink Saturday some.
Yeah. So on Thursday, my question is, on Thursday and Saturday, when you plan these drinks, are you drinking all of the things like you talked about?
One day a week, usually. Yeah, either Thursday or Saturday. I honestly prefer it to be Thursday because at least on Friday I can work through my hangover, whereas Sunday it's like I can't get anything done. The week is shot.
What would it look like for you to plan like 2 or 3 drinks on a Thursday and not drink anymore?
Relieving. That sounds amazing.
Yeah. I'm a person who only drinks three drinks on Thursday.
I could do that. I mean,
do you ever journal on those mornings that you know you're going to be planning the drinks and typically drink all of the drinks? Do you journal about how you want it to go?
I have. I'm not going to say I do it consistently. Mm-hmm. I have. But I will start doing that.
Because what do you want to think on Thursday? So it's Thursday. Let's fast forward a couple days. It's Thursday. And you're going to put how many drinks on your plan?
2. I think 2 would be good.
Is that realistic for you?
Probably not.
Yeah. That's the whole thing. This is just like the food plan. I mean, if you are not an 8 or better of being able to follow that plan, then you better adjust your plan.
Right.
I mean, that's what the planner sheet now says. You know, if you're on a scale of 1 to 10, how doable is the plan today? If it's less than an 8, what changes can you make to feel an 8 or better? I mean, that's fine to plan 2 drinks, but if you know that, like, it's going to be a complete and total shit show the rest of the night, and it's never going to work, and you're set, like, because you probably all day you're like, I plan 2 drinks, that's never going to work. I mean, because that's your thought. Like, when y'all even make a food plan, and it's less than an 8, and you've put, like, you've been eating, you know, Twinkies and Ding Dongs and Hostess cakes every day at 4 o'clock. And then one day you plan 1 when you've been eating 10. All day long, your brain is like, this is the most ridiculous thing. There's no way in the world I'm going to be able to do this. Yeah. All day long, all day long, all day long. And then when 4 o'clock comes and the Twinkies and the Ding Dongs and the Hostess cakes, or 7 o'clock comes and the drinks come, and all day long, on repeat, the thought is, this is bullshit. It ain't never going to work. I ain't going to be able to do this. Then guess what? It's not going to happen. Because what happens is, what happened was, most 9 times out of 10, same thing with food, same thing with wine. You plan your 2 drinks all day long. You're like, this is never going to work. I'm never going to be able to stick to 2. I'm no fun with just 2 drinks. And whatever it is. And then you go in, and the minute you take a sip of that 3rd drink, see, I knew it wasn't going to work. Hell, I'm off plan now anyway. Bring it on. Then that's the thought.
Right.
That's why the realistic plan is so important. It gives you an opportunity to win. And that's what you need, is a win.
Right. I guess I'm just worried about training myself to lower on that over time.
Why don't you? It's not about training. It's about managing your thoughts. It's about making a realistic plan. You train a dog. You're not going to train yourself. You're going to learn how to keep promises to yourself. It's not about training yourself to do anything. It's all about learning how to manage your mind. That's it.
Okay.
You need to start out your Thursday, first of all, with a realistic plan. Completely realistic. And then you need to decide what that looks like for you. You need to make that plan. And then you need to decide that morning how you're going to show up. How are you going to follow that plan? Maybe you ask your boyfriend, like, look, I planned 4 drinks today. Will you please help me? Other thing that you can do is just set out that number of drinks that you're going to have, like at the beginning, before you start a drink. When it's done, it's done. Put a sticky note on the liquor cabinet.
That's a good idea.
I mean, look, I'm telling y'all, I still got a wine on my damn sticky cooler, on my wine cooler. I got a sticky on it right now. And it says, because guess who's got urges today? Guess who's come off of drinking for 5 days in a row? Me. Guess who came home to a tree down and a fucking leak? Me. So, I mean, I walk in the kitchen and I'm going to see my little sticky note to remind me of who I am.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
And what could your thought be? Let's do the thought. Like, what thought are you wanting to practice on Thursday?
I don't need all the drinks. That's the one I want. That's the one that I'm looking for. Like, I don't need all of this.
How about this one? I'm going to give you one. I am willing to sit through the discomfort today to keep a promise to myself.
Okay.
I'm willing to feel an urge so that I can wake up proud tomorrow.
Okay. That's a better one.
I mean, because, you know, I don't need to drink. I mean, that's great and fine. You know, that's model number 15. We're like on model number 1.
Yeah.
Like, I believe that today I can collect a win. I'm relying on my thoughts and my realistic plan today. Those are the kind of thoughts you want. Not like I don't need it or, you know, whatever.
Right. Now that makes sense. I think I'm just setting myself up for a goal that's a little farther down the road. You're right.
Yeah. And then Lori says there's a 519 call about managing urges that she found very helpful. Thank you, Lori. But yeah, that's what you do. It's all about that, whether it's the food or alcohol or whatever it is. It's all about realistic planning. It has to be. I mean, just like me, when I first started and I'm drinking 6 drinks a day, I couldn't plan one. Hell no. No way. I would have never followed that. You can do it.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. I got a couple of more Q&As. Then we'll be out of here. This is a 1-hour call. And then I will tell you about when our next call is. Kate, I will go weeks and weeks without drinking. Then I'll have a day or night out with friends and go to the other extreme and drink way past my plan. I'm considering quitting drinking because I don't want to only have a couple drinks when I haven't had any alcohol in a while. I want a lot of drinks, but I hate the way that I feel in it. Why do you want a lot of drinks, Kate? What are you telling yourself about all the drinks? Right? Like, that's what you need to decide. That was like I was talking about at the beginning of the call. You come up with what it's giving you. You need to decide what it is offering to you because it's giving you something. You know, I feel more connected with my friends, or it's been so long, I've been so good. Whatever it is, whatever that thought is, you know, it helps me relax. I can be more myself. I'm no fun when I don't drink. So you need to decide what that alcohol is giving to you and why you are choosing to drink. And then that is what you want to work on. But it's not like I'm just going to cut myself off. Like, because then you probably have these same thoughts, Kate, around food and other things. Because thoughts are like, they keep, you know, we've had several people on here, you know, that have talked about, you know, that they're, I lost my train of thought, y'all. I'm considering, oh yeah, no, I don't, hell, I don't even know what I was talking about. That's what time it is, y'all. I'm crazy. I've done lost my mind. But yes, you need to see what it does for you and then work on that because that is where your gap is. Oh, I know where I was going with it. Thank goodness my brain has come back. People were talking about that this call really does help them with food urges as well. Those thoughts are the same. And you're probably having them around food as well as alcohol. I know I was. A lot of my thoughts were very much the same. It helps me relax. It helps me put a period on the end of the day. I don't want to miss out. Right? And so that's exactly what you want to start working on. Miriam, I have some friends I call trigger friends. We never get together without drinking way too much. Sometimes they just pop over. They live in my neighborhood with wine. Now it's the expectation that we will drink. What do you suggest for breaking that pattern while keeping the relationship? Is that even possible? Girl, it's 100% possible because that's exactly what happened to me. So I still have friends that drink a good bit. And we're going to go to the pool on Friday during the day. And I probably will not drink during the day because I've got a big weekend. It's dance competition tryouts. So I need to be completely with it. And they will bring all of their drinks. And they will offer me all of their drinks. And I'm just going to tell them, no, not today. Y'all go ahead. I love y'all. I'm just glad to be spending time with you. And you know what? That's going to bring up discomfort for you. You can have a little frou-frou something. You can get some sparkling water or whatever you want. But you just need to decide. If they're just going to pop over and drinking is not on your plan, that's what I used to say. It's just not on my plan today. Just home. I didn't plan it. Y'all know I'm planning everything now. Y'all need to give me 24-hour notice. That's how I used to get out of it first. Just give me 24-hour notice and I'll put it on my plan. Because, you know, just because somebody expects something of you, that's on them. The question is, what do you expect of yourself? I expect that I'm going to be able to follow my plan every day. I expect that I'm going to be able to go to bed proud every night. I expect that I'm going to be able to show up like a damn boss every day because I said so. That's what you need to work on. Because are you worried more about their expectations of you or your expectations of you? Because mine are so much more important for me. Mine of me. And my friends, I'm going to tell you, we do a lot more now than we ever did. And I'm talking about the friends. We got matching tattoos, y'all. Me and my friends. There's five of us. We are Arrow friends. And so they've even quit drinking as much. And we have, like, we used to never do anything without drinking. Like, never. It was always drinking. And now sometimes we just hang out. We don't even drink. It's amazing how our friendship has, like, changed and molded and all that kind of stuff. Now, I will say this. I have some friends that I'm not really friends with anymore. And that's okay too. That's, you know, that's okay too. Teresa, thank you, MJ. I've been successful at following my drinking plan with the tips learned here. I'm so glad. I am so glad to hear that. Even over the 4th of July, love my new hair. Thank you. It's 5-week hair. Come back in 5 weeks. You never know what you'll find. Well, it's been here a week now. This is my 1 week hair. All right, y'all. So this week in the No BS, we have got Kathy is doing office hours on Wednesday at 5 Central. And then on Thursday, the realistic and doable plans with Coach Betsy at 5 p.m. Central. And then Corinne has her Q&A on Saturday at 9 a.m. Central. And then office hours are 11 a.m. It's a bonus. Y'all know that's Corinne's birthday on the 12th, July the 12th. And she is doing a 2.5 hours on Sunday for her birthday. That's her gift to y'all for her birthday. So, yes, I hope everybody is having had a great, 4th, and is doing all the things. So, y'all have a great week. I'm going to go check on my tree, y'all. I'm going to go check on my tree. I still hear the chainsaw, just a buzzing. All right, y'all have a great week, and I'll see y'all inside Facebook.